prayer request as mentioned this morning. Sister Deborah, church in Mexico, all the ones down there, their needs and so forth, but down there as well, that you be with them. I just hope us all be faithful to you, and thank you for all that you do for us. Let's thank you guys here. Okay, so I think we're ready for getting into chapter 9 this morning. What did we kind of go over in chapter 8 last week? Anybody kind of remember that?
She told them not to put God in the test, because it was destined to happen. He didn't help them 5 days or surrender.
Right, yeah, it's just kind of putting God back, trying to back him in a corner, making him say you're going to do this, or put the timing on it. So did Judith have something that she wanted to do then, different than that? What she told him? She had some kind of plan to do something, and said she wasn't going to tell him what that plan was until after she had done it. But just as she told him, go to the gates of the city and just wait on her. Sons possess. individual, but she won't. She's got a pretty good prayer there to the Lord. Putting that in his hand, just to trust with him that he can do and deliver them from this great army that's come up to seize their lands and plunder their homes and their goods. So, next chapter will kind of get into what her plan is. You guys have anything? Any questions on it? We'll be straight chapter 9 here. For next week on your boys' lessons, I want you to find an example or a story or a situation where somebody prays and asks God for help and God answers for prayer. Okay. Okay.
This week we're supposed to think about, bring a verse about how to pray to God without testing Him. And I found in Matthew 21:22, "And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." And just thinking about it, how if you don't believe that it's going to happen, then it won't.
When you approach God, you should have your life in order too, like it says here. Isaiah 7:1-17. "Learn to do good, seek judgment, and redeem the wrong, defend the orphan, and justify the widow."
Luke 11:2-4. "And he said to them, Why, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins."
We had the same assignment as the younger boys, and I got in James 5:6, where it says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given him. But he must ask in faith. In faith, without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind."
First John 5:14. "This is the confidence which we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us."
Philippians 4:6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God."
Matthew 6:6-7. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they'll be heard for their many words.
Mark 11:23-24. "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you."
Mark 11:24. "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you." If you just don't believe that God knows what's best for you and ask him for something to see if he gives it to you, and you don't think that he answers prayer as much, then you're just testing God.
John 16:23-24. And in that day ye shall ask him nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherfore have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
I got in Matthew 7:7-8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. So if we are wanting something like wisdom, if we are pursuing it, then we can get it.
At 1 Kings verse 11, where Hannah is praying to God to ask to forgive her son, she asked God if he gives her a son, he'll give back to her when she's 2 years old. And she believed that God gave her a son, and feel that God gave her one.
I've got two verses in Proverbs chapter 3. I've got to turn to them. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways, know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. Do not rely on your own discernment, but fear God and turn away from every evil. Then there shall be healing for your body and care for your bones. And then the last verse of the same chapter, verse 37 and 38. The Lord opposes the arrogant, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but the ungodly shall exalt dishonor. And I just thought about how coming to God for help, or being helped by those above us, like our elders and parents or whatever, we should be thankful for their help, and if we come for help, we should come and let them help us, not come with a plan of our own. And I just thought about how easy it is to do that for me, to come to God or come with my own plan, and that's just pride and not trusting God. And I want to trust God.